The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about what to expect at Disney World for 2017. That's coming up on this episode 138 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com, back after a long break and happy to be here for episode 138. So it's been a little while, hasn't it? It's been at least a couple months, I think, since a new episode went up, and I appreciate your patience. It was a much needed break and some time to kind of get things in my life sorted out. Let's just say if there was a book written about my life, there would be a chapter called The End of 2016 with lots of stuff. But the good news is that things are much better now and 2017 is off to a good start. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about and see what we can look forward to at Disney World for this year. I have an upcoming trip, January 19th through the 25th, staying at Saratoga Springs. If you happen to be going on those dates, I would love to run into you, say hi, connect. That's what makes the trip so much fun. And this will be my first trip back since October. And I have a list of things to try out on this trip. Some of them are going to be on the list of new things that are coming in this year, and I'll be trying those out. And so it's going to be lots of fun stuff to look forward to. I have stayed at all but three of the Disney World resorts. So this is my first time at Saratoga Springs. And one of the reasons I'm really looking forward to staying there is that you can walk to Disney Springs from Saratoga Springs. And I think Disney Springs has, how many times can I say springs? If you're drinking mimosas at home or a glass of wine, drink every time I say springs on this episode. Disney Springs has so many new things, but it's often hard to get there because it's a long bus ride. And then when you get there, there's often a lot of walking. But if we're at Saratoga Springs, then hopefully we can just pop in and have a little lunch or dinner there every once in a while. My son is coming with me on this trip. He has an annual pass, and so adding him is just a matter of booking his flight. And one of his very favorite things to do at Disney World is to try new food. So he's going to be a good partner to do that with and visit some of those new restaurants. On a total side note, we are getting a puppy at the end of this month. And one of the reasons that that is significant to me is that travel is obviously much more difficult with a puppy, but we felt like it was really important for our son. He really likes dogs and we think the responsibility will be good for him. He's 15, so he can take on a lot more of that than little kids can. And so we're looking forward to that. But we're sneaking this trip in just before we get the puppy so that we have one trip before we have to think about that. Obviously, having a puppy doesn't mean that we have to stop traveling, but it's just another consideration, another complication to throw into it. But this trip will be just before that, and then we will be at home for a little while the puppy is being trained and all that kind of stuff. So new exciting things to look forward to on the personal front and at Disney World. As always, I do want to, before I dive into the topic, I want to remind you to follow along on social media. I'm especially active on Facebook and Instagram. So if those two places are your thing, be sure to look for WDW Prep School and follow along. On the Facebook page, once a month, we do a Q&A. And by we, I mean me, Heather, who's my assistant, and Cheryl, who's one of the owners of Key of the World Travel. And we've been doing this for years. We do Q&As. They're very, very popular. And I actually don't mention them outside of Facebook very often because I don't really want to invite too many more people because it's just we've kind of maxed out on how many questions we can handle. But just this one time, I'll mention it to you. So if you're a Facebook person, you can look for that. It takes place the second Sunday of every month. I used to do it every Sunday, and I was missing a lot of family things on Sunday, so I decided that was not going to work. But second Sunday of every month at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, and we just take as many questions as we can and try to whip through those, and it's a lot of fun and helps us kind of stay connected to what's on people's minds and what the main concerns are. So if you're on Facebook, go ahead and look for that. The next one will be in February, obviously, the second Sunday in February. Okay, so let's dive into today's topic, which is about 2017. There's a few new things to look forward to this year. Hopefully, the first one on the list is Rivers of Light. Now, Rivers of Light is the nighttime show that is coming to Animal Kingdom, and it was supposed to open last year, and there were some technical issues, so they ended up kind of quickly throwing together a Jungle Book show, which is what they had all summer last year. And I liked it. It wasn't super popular, but I kind of liked the show. And so ever since that went away, we've been anxiously awaiting Rivers of Light to open. And we don't know when it's going to open, but they've been putting some merchandise out into the shops and that kind of stuff. When I was making my to-do list for my upcoming trip, my Rivers of Light was on there. It was like a maybe we'll get an announcement. Maybe it'll open. We'll see. But Disney hasn't said anything. All we know is that it's probably going to open this year. And when it does, we will expect to see Animal Kingdom hours moved later because as of right now, Animal Kingdom hours are pretty early. They're, you know, typically closing around 7 or so. But as Rivers of Light rolls out, then Animal Kingdom should stay open later. Nighttime at Animal Kingdom is one of my favorite things on the planet. Especially in the warmer months, and most of the months at Disney World are warmer months, because Animal Kingdom is the hottest park. And so to be able to go there at night, which we haven't really been able to do before, is such a treat. And because it's just so much cooler and it's so pretty. And now we'll have this nighttime show. So I'm looking forward to it. We don't know a date for that, but hopefully it is soon. Second is the new Pandora section of Animal Kingdom. This has been slated to open in summer 2017. It's a whole new section of Animal Kingdom that is themed after the movie Avatar. Again, I love that movie. I know a lot of people did not. So I've been looking really forward to this new section of the park. I think even people that don't like the movie are looking forward to this new section of the park because all of the pictures and the discussions have been kind of exciting. And so they have slated this for summer 2017. And oftentimes when they say a season like that, like spring, fall, they really push the boundaries of those definitions and open at the end. However, there are some indications that it might open end of May, early June, based on there were some special tickets that came out recently, and I think it was for Florida residents or something. I can't remember right now, but they only had one blackout period, and that was Animal Kingdom, end of May, early June. So that made a lot of us think, that might be the Pandora opening date. So they don't want to give discounted tickets during that time. So that's something to look forward to. I cannot wait to try that out. I will, in the show notes, include a video that kind of shows a compilation of what to expect there. But I think it's going to be really great. And one thing that's interesting about the last two things I said is that it includes being in Animal Kingdom more time than we would have in the past, which makes planning a trip more difficult. And this is something we've definitely struggled with because in the past, people could easily do couple days at Magic Kingdom, maybe a couple days at Epcot, and then Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom were more like half-day parks, but Animal Kingdom is going to become a much more of a full-day park with so many new things offered. So it's going to be an interesting challenge as we plan. Next up on the list of things for 2017 is Festival of the Arts. This is something taking place at Epcot, January 13th to February 20th, and it's basically in simplest terms, it's food booths and then performances by Broadway stars who have done Disney things on Broadway. So the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot, which happens in the fall, has always been really popular. And so what does Disney do when something works? They beat it, you know, until they can't squeeze any more money out of it. It started with Flower and Garden becoming a lot more like Food and Wine Festival, where they added booths and things like that. And then it meant extending the dates of Food and Wine Festival. And now they're adding this to the beginning of the year, which is kind of similar, but it has this Broadway performance element to it. So that is coming up, and I'll actually be attending with my son. We are Broadway freaks. They do have dining packages available at a handful of restaurants. So we booked a dining package at Rose and Crown, and it's just, the dining packages are just like with the other festivals where you eat at the restaurants, often in a weird times. Like I think our meals at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but then they give you vouchers so that when you go to the show to see the performance, you have like your assigned seating. So we're doing that, and I'm excited just because we're Broadway lovers. Ashley Brown is one of the performers that's going to be there when we are. She was Mary Poppins on Broadway, and she also was the singer behind A Kiss Goodnight, which was the Disneyland closing song that was written by Richard Sherman. So she is a kind of legendary within Disney Broadway circles, and so we get to see her. They just perform, I think, songs from different musicals that they've been in, and so that'll be fun for us. But I'll let you know how it goes after I have had a chance to attend. Another new thing for 2017 is Typhoon Lagoon has a family raft ride opening this spring. This is really fun because Blizzard Beach has always had a really fantastic family raft ride. And although I like Typhoon Lagoon better personally, I could never recommend it wholeheartedly over Blizzard Beach because I just thought it's really fun for whole families to be able to get in a raft and go down together. So the new raft ride is going to last 2 minutes, and that is slated to open this spring. I don't know an exact date yet, but I think that'll be fun. Interesting thing about the water parks is that although I think Typhoon Lagoon is the number one water park in the world, I'm trying to remember when I saw the attendance reports, but it pales in comparison to the theme park. So when I first started the site, I thought, well, I need to talk about the water parks, obviously, because that's a thing at Disney World. But I wrote one article that compared the two water parks, and it is so not something that people search for that I haven't taken the time to expand upon it or talk about the water parks more. So that was an interesting thing because when my kids were little, we actually went to the water parks quite a bit, especially because we went in the summer. So it was kind of like a midweek. We would take a day off from the regular park, sleep in, go to the water park for half a day. And that was kind of like a break day for us. We did that quite a bit when we had little ones. We don't do it as much anymore. But I found out that a lot of people don't really like the water parks that much. But if you happen to like water parks, then be sure to check out Typhoon Lagoon's new family raft ride, which should be fun for everybody. Next up on the list is that there will be more things opening in Disney Springs. And I feel like I could just say that every single podcast, more things have opened in Disney Springs. It's just ever evolving. And that includes several things, including Planet Hollywood, which was closed and is now going to be reopening soon. There are so many new things. We have a post on the site, a Disney Springs post, and it's Heather's job to maintain that. So whenever new things happen, she goes in and updates it. It might be the biggest post we ever have written. It is just enormous. There's so much stuff going on. And a lot of people don't include Disney Springs in their plans. But if you do, make sure you do a little research ahead of time just so you can kind of narrow down what you want to do. I will say, if you live near a high-end kind of shopping area, which, you know, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so they're everywhere, then there's a huge part of Disney Springs that you can absolutely skip, and because they're chains. But if you don't live near shopping, it might be nice to have that option to go there and, you know, pick up some new clothing or whatever it is. But for me, it's not worth the time because I can drive 10 minutes and do all that stuff at home. It might be a good idea for us to write a post that highlights the things that you should do in Disney Springs that are kind of unique or worth your time. I'm going to actually make that note right now just to help you narrow it down, because I just find Disney Springs so overwhelming. But really, if you're not looking to shop in some of the chains, it kind of narrows the list down quite a bit. But the restaurants are my favorite part because there's so many good ones to check out. But there's going to be even more opening in 2017. And finally, the last new thing that we know of that's opening is at Wilderness Lodge, and that is the Boulder Ridge Cove new swimming area and the Geyser Point Bar and Grill. So Wilderness Lodge has been under tons of construction, and that includes building this new pool and bar and grill area. They're building new cabins, and really the DVC area of Wilderness Lodge has been under a lot of construction and will be for a little while longer. People that are planning to stay at Wilderness Lodge always ask us if they should be worried about the construction and that kind of stuff. And it's hard to know because we don't know what their schedule is or which sections are going to be worked on at any certain times. I will link to a Disboards thread about the Wilderness Lodge construction, which is the best source, I think, for staying updated, because people update it continuously to let everybody know what's going on. And so that might be helpful to you if that's a concern. But this is a new thing that is opening there. And I suspect we will be able to keep saying things like this about Wilderness Lodge, like, oh, the cabins are open now, that kind of thing. But right now we know that Boulder Ridge Cove and Geyser Point Bar and Grill will be opening this summer at Wilderness Lodge. There are a couple of things that are not exactly totally new, but they're tweaks to existing things. One of those is the Magic Band 2 has been rolling out recently. Right before I hit record today, I actually got our new Magic Bands in the mail. I will link to the pictures I posted on Facebook of the new Magic Bands, because not only are they much bigger, the face on the Magic Bands is much bigger, but you can remove the inside puck of it and use it in different ways. So if you don't want to use a bracelet, I actually do not wear bracelets in normal life ever. So it'll be nice to have other options to put that puck in a necklace or something else that is more convenient. But the box they come in has changed slightly. So if you've been before, and if you happen to be planning a surprise, then you should know how that's going to look when it comes in the mail. So I'll link to the pictures in the show notes so that you can see what the Magic Bands and the box look like if you have a trip coming up. And the color choices are the same. It's just the shape of the face has changed a lot to accommodate this new puck. The material of the Magic Bands is much thinner. The old Magic Bands, when they first came out, were pretty thick and pretty stiff and not very soft. But then as they created the purple color of the Magic Band 1 style, those were much thinner and much easier to wear. So that's what these new ones are too. They're a lot softer and thinner, but the face is a lot bigger. So that is happening this year. Magic Your Band, which is my favorite source for decals, they have the decals to fit the new Magic Band. So they are going to be sending me a new package, a sample package, so I can see what those new styles look like. And I'm looking forward to getting those because I always like to decorate my bands. But I'll link to them in the show notes if you would like to do something similar. Another tweak to an existing thing is the Food and Wine Festival is longer than ever. I mentioned earlier that when something works well, you know, Disney kind of beats it into the ground. And so they have made Food and Wine Festival longer than before. This year at 75 days, it will start August 31st and run through November 13th. One thing that is not listed on things to come in 2017 is a new nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom. That's not to say that it won't happen, but we don't have any announcements of that, and we have no idea, you know, if it's for sure happening. So the Main Street Electrical Parade was the Magic Kingdom parade for a long, long time, and then that left and is now going to Disneyland. It's at Disneyland, and so we thought, well, maybe it'll be coming to, you know, something new will be coming to Florida, or maybe the Paint the Night Parade, which was at Disneyland, will be coming. So we're kind of like swapping parades, but none of that has been confirmed or announced. But we hope to hear something in the near future, because Magic Kingdom without an evening parade just doesn't seem right. So I'll keep you posted, and hopefully we'll hear something about that in the near future. I think that'll wrap up this. Oh, no, we won't. It almost wraps up this episode. It wraps up the main topic. Before I wrap it up, let me give you a quick tip of the day. And this was actually emailed from a reader named Sarah. And her tip was that if you are connected to an annual pass holder in My Disney Experience, they will be able to download your trip pictures, even if they aren't on the trip with you, which will save you the cost of a memory maker. So let me break that down. Memory Maker is the package that you can add on to your trip that will give you all the downloads of your pictures, your ride pictures, your pictures that you take with characters, that kind of stuff. And it'll just let you download them all for a set price. Annual pass holders like me, we get those included with our annual pass. But if you are connected to somebody like with an annual pass with picture downloads, then they will automatically see your pictures and can download them for you. So if you happen to know somebody with an annual pass, just link as friends within My Disney Experience, and then you can snag your pictures that way. I think that will wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For information on the show, you can check the show notes in your podcasting app, or you can go to the website, click on the podcasting tab at the top, and look for episode 138. Until next time, I will see you on the slate.